the Space Wolves 13th Great Company. To the Inquisitorial Representative, my lord, as per your instructions, I have begun to delve as deeply as possible into the recent events in the Fenris system prior to the creation of the Great Rift, in the hopes that we may determine what actually transpired there. This work continues apace, despite the difficulty of finding information with the universe as it is, and due to the nature of those involved, being both the Vilke Fenrika, the Dark Angels, the Grey Knights, despite their affiliation to our glorious organization, and of course the nature of the foe, being the Demon Primarch Magnus. I shall forward this report on to you upon completion, but in the meantime, I send this initial study into the 13th Great Company of the Space Wolves. As ever, I am your loyal servant, Inquisitor A.B. Prince. Legend states that many centuries ago, the Space Wolves numbered 13 great companies. To this day, a place is reserved at the feasts held in the Hall of the Great Wolf for a lord who has not attended his liege since the time Russ himself led his sons into battle. The tales of this company are vague and often contradictory, but one fact is known. The men of the 13th Great Company were marked apart from the rest of their chapter, for every one of them bore the curse of the Wolven. The origins of the 13th Great Company lie in the dawn of the Age of the Imperium, when the Primarchs were reunited with the Emperor and their legions. The Space Wolves, the 6th Legion, were the genetic progeny of Russ and carried within them a unique gift, the Canis Helix, the Mark of the Wolf, that sets the Space Wolves apart from the Space Marines of other chapters. The Canis Helix invests the Space Wolves with acute predatory senses of the wolves native to their homeworld of Fenris, or apparently native. But this gift comes at a price, the curse of the Wolven. Those brothers who succumb to the curse degenerate into savage, malformed parodies of their brethren. In most cases, the curse manifests during training, but in others, the effects of the curse become apparent many years later in the heat of battle. The Space Wolves' harsh induction regime generally ensures that these individuals perish at an early stage in the process. However, at the time of the Great Crusade, when the Emperor and his legions were conquering vast swathes of the galaxy in the name of mankind, those brothers touched by the curse were banded together into the 13th Company, where their feral ferocity could be brought to bear en masse and contained for the safety of the whole legion. That the 13th Company accompanied Russ on the Great Crusade is known, although the details of the campaigns in which they fought are lost to antiquity. Only the names of actions long since forgotten, battles such as the First Siege of Mithrix, the Battle of the Plains of Moshan, the fall of the paramours of the Morpheus Rift, and the crossing of Hangman's Void appear in the archives. The fate of the 13th Company is a subject of numerous myths, and the Space Wolves themselves will not say which holds the true account. In truth, it is probably that an element of veracity exists within each, and that none are wholly inaccurate. There are some sagas that outsiders are never permitted to hear, ones told by the Rune Priests on only the most sacred of occasions, though some sagas have been set to record by strangers, and the Space Wolves have spoken, some would say bragged, at length regarding certain aspects of their long and glorious history. There are other passages that mean death should outsiders overhear them. The saga known as the War of the Giants purports to be a record of the fall of Prospero, one of the opening conflicts of the Horus Heresy. The Space Wolves were ordered to assault their brother Legion, the Thousand Sons, and to call them to account for their sorcerous actions and the actions of their Primarch, Magnus the Red. The saga states that the 13th Company was at the head of the assault on the Thousand Sons' homeworld, and that the sheer ferocity of their attack smashed a hole in the traitor's lines, through which the remainder of the Space Wolves could penetrate. At the height of the battle, it is told that Magnus opened a portal, a means of escaping the destruction wrought by the Space Wolves. Magnus and the remnants of his legion fled, but it is said that Russ ordered the 13th Company to give chase. In so doing, they left the realm of man, never to return. Fragments of other records suggest that the disappearance of the 13th Company did not occur until after the siege of the Emperor's Palace, which saw the rebel War Master Horus finally defeated and the traitor legions routed back to the Eye of Terror. It is stated that in the wake of the galaxy-spanning civil war, which saw the Imperium brought to its knees by Horus's treachery, the Ultramarines Primarch Reboot A. Gilliman sought to consolidate the forces of mankind. But Leman Russ, headstrong and proud as he was, demanded that the traitors not be allowed to establish a foothold within the Eye of Terror, and that the Imperium should strike immediately. Though Gilliman and Dorn overrode him, it has been suggested that Russ may have dispatched the 13th Company with orders to hunt down Abaddon, the War Master's lieutenant, and bring his head as a trophy to set before the Emperor. Other less charitable theories suggest the Wolven gave chase on their own accord, and some even whisper that the 13th Company had been tainted by chaos all along, and were seeking to join the ranks of the traitors. This legend bears up well to the little evidence that exists to support it, and the timing of their emergence from the Eye indicates that the Wolven may be pursuing Abaddon. However, another legend speaks of the disappearance of a Space Wolf's force through an Eldar Webway portal, though. In this particular case, the story refers only to the so-called Wolf Brothers. Little information as to the true identity of this group survives, though what scraps of data have been recovered suggest that the Wolf Brothers were in fact a successor chapter of the Space Wolves that was disbanded due to some form of genetic instability. A passage in the Galeria states that the Wolf Brothers pursued an Eldar force through a mystical portal from which they never returned. The similarity between this story and other legends suggests that a kernel of truth lies at the heart of the matter, though the exact details will likely never be known. For instance, some sagas seem to hint that the Wolf Brothers were in fact the mortal followers of the Primarch Russ, who formed his warband as he battled across the world of Fenris before the Emperor was reunited with him. These warriors were then transformed into Astartes. If the Vilke Fenrica know the truth themselves, they have not been sharing it with us. Until the events in the Fenris system, only a handful of reports had been logged regarding actions in which the newly emerged 13th Company had taken a hand. In each of these battles, the Company had attacked without warning and penetrated deep into enemy lines before launching a devastating close-range assault. It has been observed that the 13th Company warbands prefer to attack during the hours of darkness, where the element of surprise can be used to greatest effect. But even in the daylight hours, the Company's ambushes and infiltrations proved decisive in a number of early engagements during Abaddon's 13th Black Crusade. In terms of equipment, the warriors of a 13th Company warband fight and travel light. They have never been observed using transports of any type. It is, of course, entirely possible that the 13th Company was never issued any vehicles in the first place, as the Company's superior infiltration skills would make the use of frontline vehicles undesirable and unnecessary. The equipment carried by the Company appears basic and even debased compared to a conventional Space Wolves force. Each Space Marine carries a variety of weapons, from bolter to primitive blade, and many of these weapons seem to have been scavenged from Chaos forces, or have been adorned to appear that way. There is no doubt that some of the men of the Company wear power armor stripped from the bodies of fallen traitors, which is a matter that the Ordo Malleus will no doubt wish to pursue when the current crisis has been resolved. Indeed, a number of Inquisitors have already expressed a desire to call the Space Wolves of the 13th Company to account. Among them are Radicals, who believe the Company has successfully turned the weapons of Chaos upon itself, as well as Puritans who wish to see the 13th punished for the very same reason. A conventional Space Wolves Great Company is formed around a core of Grey Hunters, experienced warriors capable in a number of battlefield roles. Supporting these troops are the Longfangs, who provide heavy firepower, Fighting alongside are the blood claws, packs of eager young aspirants who throw themselves into battle in an effort to prove themselves to their superiors. Leading the great company is a wolf lord and his retinue of wolf guard, highly accomplished warriors who provide an officer cadre within the company. The force can call on support from any number of armored vehicles, dreadnoughts, transports, bikes, and landspeeders. The 13th Company Warband differs from a Space Wolves Great Company in a number of respects, most of which can be explained by the circumstances of the company's disappearance. At the core of the army are the Grey Slayer Packs. These squads fulfill a role similar to that of Grey Hunters in a Space Wolves Great Company, but each Slayer is far and away a superior fighter to his Grey Hunter equivalent. This fact comes as no surprise to Imperial observers, as the normal flow of new recruits into the Great Company has been cut off, making the progression from Grey Hunter to Wolfguard impossible. The company has adopted an ad hoc structure, often separating men into specialized units that support one another in the manner of wolves on the hunt. The core of this force remains the equal of the elite elements of many other armies. There are no blood claws in the 13th Company. All of the blood claws that disappeared with the company would have either died in action or long since progressed up the ranks, and no replacement would have been forthcoming in the Eye of Terror. Some of the senior ranks found within the Space Wolves are also absent from the 13th Company. Other than the Wolf Lord himself, the only leaders to be found operating outside of the packs are the Rune Priests and Wolf Priests. Casualties among the other ranks could not be replaced due to the difficulty of specialized training and the lack of resources. This fact poses some interesting questions regarding the Rune Priests, as the company appears to have no trouble maintaining a cadre of these psychically gifted individuals. Evidently, the Eye has had some effect on the men of the company and unlocked previously untapped psychic abilities within its ranks. The formation that represents the most drastic departure from the Space Wolves organization is that of the Wolven Packs. The Wolven are consummate predators who throw themselves at their foes as soon as they are scented. Whether the Wolven Packs are standing formations, or rather formed on a temporary basis as men succumb to the curse of the Wolven, is, at this stage, unknown. The first reported instance of direct contact between Imperial forces and a 13th Company warband was during the raid on the Omentep listening post. One of only a handful of survivors, a sanctioned psyker stationed within the post's Kazakin defenders, reported she was almost decapitated by a Wolven with whom she tried to communicate. It was only on the orders of another 13th Company leader that the beast spared her. That the Wolven are highly effective in close quarters combat is evident, but it is also clear that they are potentially as dangerous to Imperial troops as they are to the enemy. The Omentep Raid. On the 13th day of Secundus, in the Imperial year 999 M41, Cadian Sector High Command lost contact with the world of Omentep, a sparsely populated mining planet situated on the outskirts of the Cadian Sector. The planet's proximity to the Cadian Gate made it an ideal location for a listening post, a narrow astropathic duct focused on the approaches to the gate, which was guarded by a company of Cadian Kazakin. The attack that crippled the station came without warning and left only a handful of survivors. A single dying astropath was able to call for aid from a nearby Imperial Navy cruiser. The attackers were a small, elite company of Black Legionnaires who fell upon the listening post with cold, methodical brutality and cut down all they encountered. However, they seemed specifically determined to murder the astropathic choir that resided within the central keep. The Kazakin mounted a heroic defense that held off the Black Legionaries for several hours before aid came from a totally unanticipated quarter. As the traitors closed on the hastily constructed barricades of the inner sanctum, survivors report that the night was filled with a mournful howl. Answering calls sounded from all directions, yet the source could not be seen, as the Black Legionaries faltered in their attack and cast glances in all directions. The rearmost were dragged into the shadows. Soon the Legionaries were firing their bolters on full automatic and emptying entire magazines into the gloom, as more were set upon by an enemy the Kazakin defenders could not discern. In minutes, all of the Black Legionaries were dead. Their bodies were found savagely ripped open, as if worried by hugely powerful jaws or racked by savage claws. The only evidence of the force that attacked them was the distorted Vox recording of the howls that filled the complex in the moments before the Chaos Space Marines were attacked. It has been noted by Inquisitor Asmoralis that the numbers of the Wolven kind that disappeared 10,000 years ago must have been equivalent to a contemporary Space Marine chapter, owing to the far larger size of the first founding legions. To date, only a handful of men of the 13th Company have been observed. Thus, the Inquisitor believes that the majority of the company remains within the Eye of Terror, has been slain, or has embarked on a mission, the nature of which only the 13th Company understands. It is also likely that a number of separate contingents of Wolven kind are at large, each harrying the forces of Chaos and led by a lord who is a vassal to an individual yet to reveal his hand in the conflict. The 13th Company has reappeared at a time of great peril for the Imperium and is mercilessly hounding Abaddon in a campaign of ambushes and infiltrations. It is evident that the 13th Company is pursuing Abaddon's forces, which is entirely consistent with the legend that Rust dispatched the Wolven kind to hunt down the Despoiler. That the 13th Company has been hunting him for 10,000 years is testament to their persistence, though none can tell how many years have passed for them within the Eye. One question that remains is just how the Space Wolves, Great Wolf Logan Grimnar, will receive the Wolven kind. Will they disappear once more when some unknown short-term goal is met? Or will they wish to return to their chapter? Some say that the Wolven have lived too long within the Realm of Chaos, expressly against Inquisitorial diktat. This fact alone should preclude their return to the Imperium. Of course, the Space Wolves, known for their strident independence from the institutions of the Imperium, may well oppose any and all censure of their erstwhile brothers. With Abaddon's invasion at full height, the Imperium could ill afford internecine conflict, and so the issue was not really raised. And with the birth of the Primaris and the events that have unfolded since the birth of the Great Scar, it is difficult to see what the Imperium can possibly do to enforce its will upon the Vilka Fenrika. That the Canis Helix is responsible for the condition of the Wolven is known, and it has been suggested that the savage force that resides within each Space Wolf has allowed the 13th Company to survive the long millennia of contact with the powers of Chaos. What is not known is whether the 13th Company's presence within the Eye of Terror has tainted its gene seed in any way. Many simply point to the bestial appearance of the Wolven kind and their use of scavenged traitor war gear as all the evidence needed to condemn them, but others defend their methods as pure necessity. Wolven packs are often led into battle by wolf priests, and it is theorized that these individuals play a vital role in controlling the excesses of the curse. Wolf priests of the Space Wolves are the keepers of the genetic lore, passed down to them in a direct line from Russ, and appear to be the only men able to control a Space Wolf when the Weir is upon them. The Wolf Priests are obviously acting as guardians, leading packs of Wolven in combat, and ministering to their charges between conflicts. The Adeptus Mechanicus undoubtedly wish to analyze the gene seed of slain 13th Company Wolves, but to date have not succeeded in doing so. Should the Mechanicus, or Call, find any impurities, then the scale of the Imperium's response and which side the Space Wolves would take could only be imagined. So to conclude, the Space Wolves have been present, combating the forces of Chaos since the start of the 13th Black Crusade and in its aftermath. During this time, a large contingent of them entered into conflict alongside their Space Wolf brothers, fighting against the Thousand Suns, led by the demonic Primarch Magnus the Red, centered upon the Fenris system. This conflict also drew in, apparently, elements of the Dark Angels chapter, potentially including the presence of the Rock itself, as well as elements of the Grey Knights chapter. I'm currently doing all I can to discern what actually occurred here, as the reports I currently have at my disposal are contradictory and lacking in detail. My lord, as soon as I can get to the truth of this information, I will, of course, forward it on to you directly. In the meantime, I will forward this initial report on to those who need to know. As ever, I remain your most loyal subject. Inquisitor A.B. Prince.